Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in, Gabe Kuncho, 92.9 FM ESPN, and joining me now, as he does every single Monday, that would be Harold Grader, Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on X, conveniently, at Harold Grader. Harold, how's it going?
Doing great. A lot of great games. A lot of happenings off the field as well. Time change over the weekend.
Yes.
It's Monday. I'm ready to roll. I've gotten through the day. Let's go.
Extra hour of sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I needed it.
Good to hear.
Needed it.
Good to hear. Well, we have another job opening. Auburn has come open. Hugh Freeze, John Cohen didn't give him the vote of confidence for a reason because I guess he didn't have much more confidence. But finishes 15-19 in his 2 years and whatever how many games it's been so far this year. But then he gets to the podium after that loss against Kentucky, 10-3, disgusting game, just very, very bad game, and tells the fans. You know, I want to preach patience. That's something that I want to preach right now. And my thought when I saw that was, I think they've had plenty enough patience. I don't know how you feel, but Hugh Freeze out at Auburn.
He is. You know, I think this is very similar to the previous week with Brian Kelly at LSU. Because last weekend, we did not go into that game thinking that Brian Kelly was coaching for his job.
Right.
And we certainly didn't go into this weekend thinking that Hugh Freeze was coaching for his job. However, the things you talked about, it was not pretty. They were very inept. It was messy. Kentucky was winless in the SEC. They were 0-5. And this game was on the plains. And you can't play like that and lose like that and expect to keep your job. And it seemed, Gabe, that as the game went along, the worse it got, the momentum got going in the stands with the fans being very vocal. And once that ball got rolling down the hill, there was no
– you can't stop.
There was no stopping it. And just seeing the pictures of Hugh walking off the field, he looked like he was done. And look, full disclosure, Hugh is a friend. I've known him since his coaching days at Briarcrest. Checked in with him this morning. You know, he and Jilligan, they're friends. Hate to see this happen to him from that perspective. But they had to do something, and they thought now was the time. And again, the momentum started, and they just couldn't stop it. So they pulled the trigger. Obviously, there are other things going on as well, namely the other coaching jobs that are open. So this is the third SEC job. So you have Auburn, LSU, Florida. Of the three, I would say perhaps that Auburn is the third best of those jobs. Might be a little close, neck and
right.
neck with Florida for two. But I do think Hugh has, despite the record, and it was abysmal, as you said, 15-19, 6-16 in the SEC, 1-12 against ranked teams. But I do think from a roster perspective, Auburn is in a much better place than when Hugh got there. So I do give Hugh and that staff credit for getting a roster that should win, can win in the SEC. They just didn't do it. And, you know, like another friend of ours, Mike Norvell, I think Hugh missed on the quarterback the last couple of years. And that is the most important position on the field. Now, they didn't perform, but and you got to put some of that on the players. But at the end of the day, he's the guy with the head coaching position, getting the big money. Ultimately, it's all on him. And it's now search time on the Plains. And this one's on John Cohen, the AD down there. But we know just from past experience and the way things are done at Auburn, there will be others involved in that decision.
Of course.
But he is the AD, and we haven't seen anything as crazy as what we saw at LSU, that the AD isn't going to hire the coach. Nothing bonkers like that. And John's a seasoned SEC athletic director, so the program is in good hands, but it will be interesting to see who he comes up with. Now, listening to Alabama media today and over the weekend, obviously DJ Durkin is the interim.
Yep.
I think he will get a legitimate look by Auburn. Eli Drinkwitz's name is going to come up in a big way down there. Jimbo Fisher's name may come up. So how quickly they move, I think they're in the same boat, though, with all these other schools that they've – one, you got to let the season play out unless you're going to hire James Franklin, which I doubt. So you got to wait for the season to go.
It could be worse, though. We get it, every time I hear James Franklin's name brought up, I say to every school that brings up his name, you could do a lot worse.
Right. I'm just thinking, in his perspective, he's available right now if you want to go there. But more than likely, they're going to be looking at guys that are still in season, likely make the playoff, so they're going to have to wait a little while. That doesn't mean conversations aren't had behind the scenes. So Auburn is out there in the deep water with a lot of competition for a new head coach.
That defense is so good. It's a shame that team is not good. It really is. And it does – you said he didn't get the quarterback, right? And I think he would admit that, and I think most people would say that. Like, that's the overwhelming thought. But with how bad his offense was, with a former five-star in Jackson Arnold, it sort of begs the question to me, has – offensive football sort of passed him by since his last time in the in the SEC at Ole Miss. Like, that's something I'm struggling with right now, because his offense, it's predictable. Yes, they didn't get good quarterback play, but they should be a whole lot better than they are with the talent they have on that.
Yeah, I agree with that, Gabe. You know, and that is what Hugh made his reputation on and has had his great success on, and that's offense. Looking at the numbers, they scored 24 or less in 17 of the 22 SEC games that he coached.
And that
is not like a Hugh Freeze offense. So something just didn't work. Something just didn't click down there. And ultimately, it cost him his job. So, again, Auburn back in the market for a head coach. Will it be someone within the league, or will it be someone outside of the SEC?
And I know
we shall see.
And I know your friends, but there did come a point this year, especially, where I got a bit frustrated with Hugh's act at the podium and sort of deflecting blame to a certain extent at the quarterback, at the mental makeup of his
team.
Because in the end of the day, he had been there two years.
Sure.
Going into year three, it's – you know, you're the one who's making these ultimate decisions to
bring
in these guys.
Well,
so
what he says in a press conference, that didn't cost him his job.
Yeah, no, for
not
sure,
winning I'm with football
you.
Games,
I'm with you.
Is what cost him his job.
No doubt.
And in this case, it was the way they lost. And again, it was ugly. And I would say, with the circumstances as they were on Saturday night, they had no choice.
Yep. I need to catch. We need to catch up on the LSU gig here, though, really quick. What do you think of Governor Jeff Landry's involvement?
Well,
how that has all played out. Scott Woodward's now out.
Yeah.
He's not going to make the decision. Some board's going to make the decision, it seems like. What he was on Pat McAfee, Jeff Landry was. He did his presser about SNAP benefits that turned into, let's talk about the head coaching opening at LSU. What is your reaction to all this?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of that happened after since we last spoke.
Right.
Last Monday. And it's just there are two major topics and passions in the state of Louisiana, and that's LSU football in politics. And go back over the years, over the decades,
right.
And there have been many
people
situations,
have brought up the Huey Long example from the 20s?
Yeah, where the two have been intertwined.
Right.
And no more is that displayed than what we're seeing right now. So here we are, as you said, Brian Kelly's out. The Scott Woodward, the AD.
And they don't have a school president.
And they're in the process of hiring a president. So to say things are up in the air in Baton Rouge would be an understatement. So,
right.
Again, we'll see how things play out down there. But it's wild and crazy, but typical of Louisiana and LSU.
I would say to Jeff Landry, though, this is me. Be careful, right? Because if all that you have said has turned off certain candidates and you don't get the candidates that you want, we know that LSU football, you know, that may be the quickest way out of office in the state of Louisiana if you screw up LSU football. All right, now to Texas football.
Texas football.
I think would be similar for a governor of Texas if they screwed up Texas football. But they win 34-31 over Vandy.
Yeah.
And they're rolling, I guess, in a way. Offensively, Arch Manning, best game of his career, I think, bar none, against a good defense and a good team at home in front of his fans. 25 for 33, 328, three touchdowns, no interceptions. He's playing well in this Texas team. Is starting to seemingly peak at the right time. Thoughts?
This is what we thought Texas was going to be at the beginning of the
season.
Correct. It's taken them a little while for the chain to catch the sprocket, so to speak. But we've seen this now, the progression. You know, as I said, I was in Dallas for the Texas OU game a couple of weeks ago, and Texas has continued, and Arch has continued to play better and better each week. I think one of the big keys in this one, and Sark mentioned it in his post game, was the play of the offensive line. And when Arch has the protection, you see what can happen. And this is what we all thought would happen. So they're playing at a high level. They're now 7-2, 4-1 in the SEC, still in the mix in the CFP. We shall see. The first CFP poll ranking comes out tomorrow night. It'll be interesting to see where Texas is. You know, in this week's AP poll, they are 13th,
yeah.
Which would put them, if that held as the model for the CFP, they would be on the outside, but they would be right there. So they're in the hunt for a playoff spot, plenty of ball to go, but for Arch Manning in Texas, playing really, really well.
And good job by their front seven against Vandy for the most part. Obviously, at the end of the game, Diego Pavia put up some numbers. I think he had 365 yards passing. But throughout that game, through like the first three quarters and then the half of the fourth quarter, they got after Diego Pavia.
Yeah,
six sacks.
They did.
Six sacks on him.
Yeah. But kudos to Vandy, and a plug for the Touchdown Club. Clark Lee will be in town next Monday night for the Touchdown Club. All you Vandy folks, come see your coach. But kudos to Vandy. A 21-point fourth quarter came within a gnat's eyelash of having an opportunity to win this game. So they didn't quit. They kept fighting. They were right there. So Vandy, nothing to be ashamed of for Vanderbilt. No moral wins anymore, though, on West End. But a gut game there and a really impressive comeback. Just couldn't get over the hump there. But at the end of the day, Texas, I think the horns are rolling.
Oh gosh, what do they have to do? What do they have to do to get into the CFP? This is the final part of their schedule here. They have the bye week, then they have at Georgia versus Arkansas at home, and then at home against A&M. What do they have to do to get in the CFP? Because that's the discussion. Listen, going into this weekend, I did not want to have this be a thought in my head. I wanted Vandy to handle business because I don't think Texas has played particularly well. But I know what the talking point is now with Arch Manning playing the way he is. Come committee time, you know, even if they're 10-2, 9-3, you would say, well, Arch Manning's peaking at the right time. He's exciting. And one thing the college football playoff does value is exciting.
Yes.
And big brand, that too.
Yes, they do. They do. So we will get the first look at what the committee is thinking tomorrow night. First poll and ranking comes out. So, again, we will see what they're thinking from 1 to 12. And then who is on the fringes of that? I think we will see five, possibly six SEC teams. It'll be interesting to see who the highest ranked group of five team is. If it's not Memphis, it's an upset. I expect to see the Tigers in that top 12 at 12.
Yeah.
So tune in tomorrow night.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Sure. It'll be a good time. All right. I don't want this to turn into a soapbox moment, but I fear it may, okay? But getting to the Vols, they lose to Oklahoma at home, 33-27. Pretty disappointing, especially considering John Mateer for Oklahoma didn't have a good night at the office. But you had the two picks from Joey Aguilar, didn't run the ball overly well. Ultimately, Oklahoma gets the win by six. But let's not. I don't even want to talk about the game because I want to get to the discussion that seems to be happening in Tennessee circles around Josh Heupel. There's some frustration growing there. They're 6-3. We know what they were before Josh Heupel got there, but it feels to me, and maybe this is me injecting my, you know, opinion, feels to me that we're getting to a point where maybe the level that Heupel is at and the level that they feel like is achievable with Josh Heupel seems to be a little stale for them. They want more. But I'm just curious if you've seen any of this and in your thoughts on it.
I have not seen that, heard that. I was at this game Saturday night. And let me tell you, it was lit.
It was
it was a blackout game, and Tennessee had all their biggest names there. Peyton Manning was there. Morgan Wallen was there. Leanne Morgan, the comedian, was there. So everyone knew it was a huge, huge game, specifically a CFP elimination game. The one that lost, in this case Tennessee, they're now out. And I can tell you, to your point about the fans, is walking across campus after the game, I wouldn't necessarily describe it as stunned silence, but it was complete silence. And the Tennessee fans, so there wasn't any murmuring in the crowd about the coach or anything like that, just silence. And walking away, maybe it was the reality of that their team is not going to make the playoff.
Right.
So maybe that hit them then. As far as Josh, again, I didn't sense or hear any of that up there.
Okay. It's more social media.
I think so.
Loud voices being
heard.
That
would be my response to that. But when you look at it, the 6-3, 3-3 in the SEC, and when you look at those three losses in the league, Gabe, they lost by 3 to Georgia, 17 to Alabama, and then 6 to Oklahoma. So you've lost to three of the best teams in the league, three of the best teams in the country. You know, Joey had picked the wrong night to have a bad day or a bad game. As a team, they had three turnovers together. John Mateer, not staggering numbers. You talked about his throwing numbers, I believe. He also ran for 80. And we knew going into the year that John Mateer is one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and we know how good that Oklahoma defense is. So This was not you just throw the ball out there and you're going to win. Far from it.
Right.
And no one expected that nor thought that. Now, Josh, they're off this week. They have New Mexico State at Florida at Vandy. You got to think the next two are in the W column, Vandy. Vandy. And let me tell you, nothing's going to happen to Josh Heupel. They're not going to fire this guy.
But that game means something this year.
To even hear any
right.
That topic even brought up is crazy because they are in such alignment at UT from the president to the AD to the head coach to the team. They're in a great situation.
Yes.
But Vandy is going to be huge for both of those schools. And that one, last game of the year, is going to be one to keep an eye on.
Yes.
To see who wins, who loses, and then the after effects of the results of that game.
Yes, with Diego Pavia this offseason and during the season, talking all the trash he can about Tennessee along the way. But, yeah, I have seen some of that. It's not necessarily, hey, Josh Heupel needs to be fired if he doesn't, you know, finish this season strong. It's more, I think, people talking about a clear ceiling he has, which either way, in any you know, any direction you want to take that. He has a 10-win season, an 11-win season, right, in 5 years at Tennessee.
Yeah,
and he made the college football playoff last year. And this offseason, I thought he made the right decision in moving off of Nico, brings in
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joey Aguilar completes the quarterback trade, and they're still a very, very capable team of beating just about anybody in the country, truthfully. I mean, this could be a 9-win team by the end of the year with all that happened at the quarterback position, all that distraction.
Yep.
The guy is doing a heck of a job. He really is. And Tennessee as an athletic department does. Danny White, since he took over, he has impressed the heck out of me because there's a lot of schools that are picking and choosing right now. You probably know this. They're picking and choosing what they want to be good at, where they want to throw their resources. Tennessee's kind of a jack of all trades. I know they just lost Tony Vitello, hired a new coach. In baseball, basketball, they continue to roll with Rick Barnes, and Heupel has them going. Like, they are good in all of the main sports that we take in the college space.
They are.
Yep. All right, now moving on. More of the same for Miami, right?
Ooh.
Another loss, and I think they're out of the college football playoff. I mean, I can't see them fighting their way back in, but more the same for Cristobal. I mean, this is just, it is a yearly occurrence. You feel like you have a feel for them. They're one of the best teams in the country. Then they seem to drop a couple of games that are just inexplicable, that they have no real business losing. But this one, this time to SMU at SMU.
Yeah, you know, losing on the road is nothing to be ashamed of because it's just hard to win. But, again, this is one of those, how did you lose? And it was ugly.
A pick in overtime.
For Miami. Lots of mistakes, 12 penalties for almost 100 yards, and you get down to the last drive of regulation, and Miami gets flagged for an unsportsmanlike. That led to a field goal that by SMU that sent the game to overtime, and then Beck throws the pick in overtime. SMU wins the game 26-20 in OT. So not a artful, beautiful performance, and far from it, by Miami. So again, in a lot of situations, it's not just that you lose, but how you lose.
Yep.
And this was an ugly one. And the result is another November loss for Cristobal. His record at Miami, games played in November, 4-11.
Insane stat.
That is mind-boggling.
It's crazy.
Mind-boggling.
Because this is a guy who's held a top 10 AP number in multiple weeks over the past 3 years.
You know, not
I
good.
Mean, I mean, it's just my 4-11 in November for a program like that. That seems that they've been on the up and up for a couple of years. It's insane. Real quick before I let you roll.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we have two things. But we have to have an opening discussion. We're going to have the college football playoff rankings coming out. So we're starting to think about postseason. And the AutoZone Liberty Bowl is going to be coming up at the end of the year. Still kind of a large group of teams in both the Big 12 and the SEC you could choose from, but it's starting to thin out at least a little bit. You're starting to get an understanding.
And Gabe, I'll tell you this. We're very interested in what comes out of the results tomorrow night. How many SEC teams are in the rankings, Big 12, because that impacts selections and all of that fun stuff. Right now there are 9 SEC bowl-eligible teams. LSU has 5 wins. Mississippi State has 5 wins. We'll see if either or both of them get to 6 in bowl eligibility. We're keeping an eye on that. And then on the Big 12 side, we have the fourth choice of teams, and that's impacted. About what does that pool of teams look like available to us? It's affected by the playoff. Are they going to be a one-team playoff league or a two-team playoff league? So we'll see. So we're all very interested to see what comes out tomorrow night with that first CFP ranking. I mentioned it earlier, the Tigers, I fully expect them to be there at 12.
Yep, and big game against Tulane this
weekend. Oh, my gosh.
Well, this Friday.
Big game. Friday night, it's a must-win game for the Tigers, and it's still all there for the taking. They've got Tulane at East Carolina, and then they close it out against Navy at home on Thanksgiving night. They're sitting there at 5-1, at 4-1, Navy at 5-1. Three other teams with just one loss in the conference: North Texas, Tulane, ECU. So, some great games coming up, but still, for the Tigers, I hate to say every game is a must-win.
It is,
but it is.
Yep.
So get out there and support the Tigers Friday night.
Yeah, and something that bothered me, I was looking at ESPN FPI, and I should just, if it bothers me, I probably shouldn't look at it. But I was looking at it, and North Texas, highest chance to make the CFP out of the American. Now, the rest of their schedule is kind of easy, I get that. But we talking about the same team that gave up 63 points at home to South Florida, who Memphis beat? I was a bit lost by that, but we'll see how the season plays out. We'll see how the season plays out. But Harold, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Gabe.
He is Harold Grader, the Associate Executive Director over at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on X. Conveniently, go follow him at Harold Grader. All right, now we have to send you off to some Grizzlies basketball here in just a moment. Robust injury report tonight against the Pistons. Obviously, it is at home. Eric Hasseltine will be on the call at 7 o'clock right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. But that robust injury report does not include one Ja Morant, who is done serving his one-game suspension. What does it look like tonight? Do they figure it out? Did him and Tomas Isolo make up? I guess we will see in just a few minutes. But that's a wrap for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to my wonderful guests, David Cobb and Harold Grader, for their contributions to the show. We'll meet back here at the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, let's pass you off to Grizzlies versus the Pistons. For Connor, I'm Gabe. Be easy, be safe, and enjoy the rest of your night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.